"Evening, Miss Molly. May I come in?" Molly returned his infectious grin. "Absolutely." He was dressed casually, blue jeans, denim shirt, and western boots. "What a hunk. I can't believe I keep using that word. But if the cowboy boot fits." His handshake was firm and warm, and if he noticed the sweatiness of her palm, he didn't mention it.
"We missed y'all at the branch social tonight."
Molly sighed. "Not a social visit after all. Just a home teacher checking up on one of his assigned families. Well, what did you expect? To be asked out on a date?" She led him to the living room.
"Yes, well, we don't..."
He clicked his tongue and tilted his head.
"Don't exactly feel welcome?"
Molly nodded.
"Yes, that's one way to put it."
She sat on the love seat, indicating he should sit on the sofa.
"Thank you, ma'am."
He took his seat.
I do get that impression. Yes, I do. And I'm sorry about that. Most folks in the branch, well, they don't accept newcomers all that well. Especially folks who, that is...
"You mean women who can't keep their mouths shut?" He chuckled, tilted his head again, and winked at her.
"That's about it. You're a very perceptive lady, if I may be so bold, Miss Molly, and you're not afraid to speak your mind."
Molly forced a sagging smile.
"Oh, well.
Is your lovely daughter at home?"
Molly's smile drooped even more. "Am I actually jealous of my daughter? And just how old are you, Mike Gilmore?"
She surreptitiously cleared her throat.
"No, Tabitha's out with friends."
"Well then, Miss Molly."
"Molly," she corrected, "please." He grinned and nodded.
"Yes, ma'am. Well, Molly, would you have dinner with me tomorrow night?"
"Yes." The word came out unbidden, without consideration, seemingly of its own volition. Molly swallowed. "He just asked me out?"
"He sure did. And I just accepted."
Heat rose in Molly's cheeks.
"Well,"
his bright, infectious grin seemed to split his chiseled face from ear to ear.
"That went a lot easier than I expected."
Molly discovered she was giggling and immediately stifled her girlish laughter.
What time?"
"You tell me. I'll be at your disposal all evening. And what'd y'all like to eat? Steak? Ponderosa ain't that fancy, but I know the manager. And I know how to get him to cook a T-bone just right."